Hello?
Hello, Cheryl. This is the lesbian Matt Weinstein.
Right.
How are you?
Right.
How are you doing? Listen, I haven't...
Well, I'm kind of busy.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm having a conversation with a friend.
On the internet?
No, in real life, honey.
What's that?
My friend Matt Jason, honey. What?
Who?
My Jacko. Can you get fucked?
No, the thing is, can I get fucked? Yeah. What?
Sorry.
No, it's okay. What I was doing is, it's weird because this is a setup I've never tried. I'm recording you. I'm on my cellular phone to Skype, and so are you, and I'm recording at the base station, like on the Starship Enterprise,
right.
You know about Uhura.
Well, it's been about 30 minutes, and, I appreciate you, cool.
All right, we'll talk another time because this technology isn't even going to work anyway. So.
No, it's pretty messy.
You're extremely ugly, and and thank you for asking.
Cool.org, love you too, bye, honey.
Get fucked.
Suppose you're short, and you have to look up to a girl instead of being looked up to. How can you be sensationally successful with women? Well, some short men are. And it isn't any accident. They're the most gallant, courtly, most deliriously attentive and able to make a woman feel like a woman of any man she knows. And they do it without fawning and without elevator heels. Here are some of the trade secrets. Get in the way of thinking that women, all women, are your special province. You can't carry them upstairs like Rhett Butler, but you can leave a trail of breadcrumbs. I do think you should do something athletic to develop a fantastic chest or arms if you can. However, 1'4" friend of mine is not only short, he's downright scrawny. I'm sure they cod liver oiled him half to death when he was a baby, and that didn't help. Nevertheless, he's hard as nails from tournament golf and married one of the most beautiful women in Southern California. Mere bulk has absolutely nothing to do with masculinity. Try not to be self-conscious about your height. I know that's a big order, but encourage your girl to wear high heels. Treat her like a showgirl. You're a Diamond Jim Brady, and she's Lillian Russell. Tall girls tell me this really is possible, to be with a short man who doesn't make them feel tall. It seems to me little men in huge cars look kind of ridiculous. If you have a Cadillac, well, don't give it away, of course, but if you're considering a new car, I should think a Benz or a Jaguar or any convertible compact would be terrific. Do have a big sense of humor, even if you have to have somebody write gags for you. A serious, solemn little fellow has to be Toulouse-Lautrec to get away with it. You know, the most exciting small men I know have things going on around them. They give great parties. They're just kind of razzle-dazzle. One chap I know is accident-prone. His cab drivers are always having heart attacks at the wheel and running into telephone poles. And last week, well, he set a hostess's tapestry on fire, helping her with the flaming shish kebab. He may be making up half of it for all I know, but being colorful helps. A 5-foot-tall Hollywood agent I know plays it fabulous. Instead of calling for a girl himself, he sends a car for her. Then they go to a little dinner at Romanoff's for a tete-a-tete to get acquainted, and after dinner, instead of driving her out to the Pacific to look for seashells, he takes her to the most glamorous Hollywood party. Once it was a party where she sat across from the next president of the United States. A mere tall man would probably have taken this girl bowling. Now, let me tell you a lovely thought you may not have thought of. A small-boned, pretty, small-busted, lovely girl once told me that she adored small men because they made her feel like a big, voluptuous doll herself, and that Tarzan types had always made her feel little and skimpy.
Hello. I'm recording now. Hello.
Sheila.
How you doing, Cheryl? Cheryl Prolapse. You better say it. I can't pronounce it.
You're referring to my website.
I sure am. Mm-hmm. How
so
do you see?
Little tiny work.
Yes.
Is that the one?
So who are you masturbating with? I mean, chatting with earlier when I tried to call you or on the telephone.
Oh, I was talking with my friend Jason, honey.
Cheryl, have you ever self-sucked your prolapse?
I tried it last night for the first time.
And how did it go?
I've had better, honey.
What do you mean? You can't chew on your lips? Did you try for the purple part or the red part?
Purple.
How could you not be able to reach your prolapse? Isn't it often down to your knees? I don't understand
purple.
You.
Purple lips? Well.
Prolapse. Not lips. Prolapse. Not lips.
Prolapse,
you know, you would think you would know this by now, considering how much you say prolapse and talk about it. Listen, I really enjoyed the conversation with the lady with the condominiums you called on your show, whorehole.org. Really enjoyed that. I found it especially relevant when she was describing the accommodations for you in Orlando, Florida at the timeshare, and you appropriately asked her, honey, do you know what a prolapse is?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no.
She said, excuse me? I said, prolapse. She said, what? And I said, prolapse. And then she was like, no. Like, I actually called them back. I'll play that on my next show, Grim. But then I called them on yesterday, which was Saturday. And the woman sounded very tired. And let's just say she gave me some lip.
Lip?
The good kind.
I told several friends in RL about that show, about you and the prolapse in the condo, and nobody really gets it.
It was for a vacation.
Yeah, well, whatever. But nobody really seems to get it, why that's funny. I don't, when I tell them the story, I'm like, I have this friend and she calls and tells people she has a prolapse and she says, that's where my lady parts come outside, where they're normally in. Anyway, how come you didn't play Mrs. Bodenheimer's call? You don't like it?
Well...
I think you hurt her feelings.
Let's just say that I've been very busy. I don't have time to do heavy editing, to record.
Just put it on fast forward. All right, never mind. I don't care. Listen, did you hear my show with the post office?
Mm-hmm. I loved the hoodoo and it.
How now?
Hold on. What was the other one?
Hold
line,
on,
please.
No, but I am going to go. But that inspired me to go back to her with a really good microphone. Mm-hmm. It's hoedown.
Really? Hold on.
It was hoedown.
Hold on.
It wasn't hoedown. It was hoedown.
Hold on.
Like the most work in the... Like, I just asked her to lift her cheeseburger.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. You're
hold
welcome.
On.
No, that's mm-hmm. it. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
When she finally realized that she could go back to eating, she was so happy. She goes, you're welcome.
Welcome.
All right, Cheryl, I'm cooking. There were only three. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Hold on. My favorite was
hold
I have
on.
To calm myself. I'm going to conference myself because I'm cooking fish, mm-hmm. Cheryl, and I don't want to. I don't want you to have to wait while I check my fish. So I'm
going to.
That's right, fish. I am a lesbian, you moron. Good Christ!
Okay.
I can't see. I'm wearing my glasses today. On a hold.
Hold on.
Add to conference. Okay, I'm going to call myself.
Hold on.
Is it ringing? Let's see. This is retorted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it calling? Oh, here.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
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 You know,
Hold on.
I hear an echo, honey. Turn
mm-hmm.
off your microphone.
Okay. I can't turn off the microphone, but I can walk away from it. I can't turn it off, not the way it's set up. It's on autopilot, you know what I mean? Is it
Hold
better
on.
Now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the audience won't hear all that, don't worry. Well, actually, they will, but I don't care.
Great. That's great.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm just cooking a little fish for a Caesar salad with fish. I make these salmon patties from the Trader Joe's, and
mm-hmm.
they're just round, frozen fish patties. And, yeah.
That's amazing.
So you didn't have any luck with the self-sucking. You know, there's a video you can download from gay-torrents.net where they show about 50 people self-sucking. No prolapse, but it's the same. And you can learn, Cheryl. Excuse me?
That sounds amazing. Do you have, can you upload it for me? Thank you.
No, it's on, you can't use torrents? Honey?
Excuse
me? Honey, you can't use the gay torrents? I don't understand. Why do you need me to upload it?
I'm not gay, so.
Well, what do you think about if I was thinking about instead of doing yeast radio, maybe I would just do the self-eating on video.
Faggot.
Or I could do it at the same time, self-eating.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem, Cheryl, is, you know, when I try, I got to tell you, okay, this really is funny, I think. But it's really true and it's really embarrassing. So I go to this yoga club.
Bitch. Turn off the echo.
Okay, let me just get back. I'll just turn the fish off. And we'll get it later. All right, hold on. Let me get back to my crack hole. Because you need to hear this story perfectly normally.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm back. Hello?
That's much better.
Hold on. So I have my... I have my yoga class on Thursday night. And the problem is... So I've just discovered that I can get into this pose where you stick your vagina in your face, right?
Yes, I heard it.
No, but I didn't explain the details. So I was in this class on Thursday night, and unfortunately I have the position in the class that's right next to the window where the entire gymnasium can see, like all the people on all the exercise machines can see.
Yes.
And I'm up against the window, Cheryl. Okay.
Wait.
The wind.
The
winder. Are you with me?
Oh, no. The winder.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
So I'm up against the wind. And so she tells us to go into the plow asana, which you might have seen on the video with Cher, but that's when you stick your feet straight back and your toes land on the floor. Well, it's only recent that my toes land on the floor, and I was like, what the fuck? And this is only maybe the second time my toes land on the floor, so I get a little bit like... excited, and then I start to smell my own jine, which of course is it's off-putting, to say the least. It's off-putting. Okay. But then the thing is, then they tell you to do this other thing, this other asana. I don't know what it's called, but
asana.
Mm-hmm. But she tells you, she says, now put your knees over your ears so it sounds like you're in the womb. This is the actual position. So I do that, Cheryl. I've got my knees over my ears. I've got my face in my cunt. I'm smelling dirty gym shorts mixed with fish. And Cheryl, I couldn't hear anything. And I'm so enamored with the stench of my own vagina that I didn't realize that the class had continued. And I was stuck looking at my own cunt in front of the entire gym through the window, and the rest of the class is already like lying on their back doing some other pose, and I'm sitting there looking at my own cunt for God knows how long.
What point did you feel the length?
At what point? When I don't know, when I was gagging, I thought, well, this is going on for a long time. You know, maybe, you know, and I thought, you know what? I can't really hear because I got my knees over my ears to hear the womb sounds, you know, chun, chun, chun.
Almost did you draw your clitoris into your mouth?
In the gym?
Yeah.
You got me kidding. No, I didn't try to get my clitoris in my mouth. It was bad enough I had to smell my layups. But it was embarrassing, and I can't imagine what those people think of me now. Now I have to go back, and I still have to go back next Thursday.
Hold on.
I mean, I don't know, but how can you put your knees over your ears and expect to be able to hear the teacher with your cunt in your face? I never had my own cunt that close to my face, Cheryl. It was weird.
That's that ain't right. Now, did you go home? Did you fly this on your own?
No, I flossed a little. I flossed my lips because I thought, well, it smells. And when my breath smells, I think, well, maybe it's cracks in my teeth, you know, the gaps. Maybe I got plaque. So I thought, well, when I have the problem with my mouth, it means I need to floss. So I thought, well, my vagina smells. Maybe I should floss my vagina lips.
Hold on. Mm-hmm.
So I flossed my lips in between the dabs.
You feel better.
Hold on.
Well.
Hold on.
No, actually.
Hold on.
But I did practice a little bit more at home, and I felt more comfortable not knowing that the entire gymnasium and my class wasn't watching me.
You know what would be a great video?
What's that?
For the YouTube, which you love.
Yeah.
If you did a yoga class video like we were talking about, but you say that you wore a fake vagina on your outside.
Why would I need a fake vagina? Why don't I just use my real vagina?
Because that's not, you can't put that on a lot of websites.
Okay.
So if it's fake, it's okay. Anyway, listen.
Are you sure? Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
You put it on the outside, and then you do the yoga, and you eat yourself out.
Okay, but Cheryl, I think I can do this. But Cheryl, I don't know where to get this fake vagina, and I think YouTube would kick it off because of the way they kicked off Wanda Wisdom's.
Well, you could put a Vimeo, or was it Mivio?
Oh, Mivio, that's a pod show. Yeah, I use Mivio.
Vimeo.
Yeah, I know from Vimeo. I'm just using my normal website. I don't need to use. I can use my normal Insane Films. I don't need to put it on a fucking. But anyway, no, I like the idea. I think this is good. Now, what do I use for the vagina? I need to know what
to
use for
a
the
sex
vagina.
Sex shop.
I don't.
And get a fake vagina.
Send me a link. In this day and age, we don't have to walk into sleazy sex shops and get raped by postal workers. Really?
I don't know.
Can you send me a link? Remember those vaginas we had, we talked about
look
once?
Look on Amazon. Use your Amazon Prime, honey.
Okay, but what were the names of those vaginas we talked about with Wanda Wisdom a long time ago? They had a bladder for pee-pee. What were those called?
Those are expensive, honey.
Yeah, but maybe somebody will buy one. What's it called?
A V-string.
Oh, a V-string. That's right. Let me click like.
Those are real.
Emmy's Amazon.com. Let me
Hold
see
on.
If I
don't
can pick one
V-string.
Up. I think maybe I'll pick one up. V-string.
Hold on.
They don't have that.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
What the fuck is this shit? They're telling me I should buy an album by the Electric Light Orchestra?
Hold
V-string.
On.
V-string. Okay, V-string. Is that with a hyphen? Oh, they do have it.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, that's a lie. They have a weed eater when I type in V-string. And then they have two-piece wet deep V-halter corset with boning. Lace-up back,
honey,
removable goddess.
Why don't you look up like a vagina?
Okay, I'll look up vagina.
Oh
my God, I can't believe they got this on here. Holy Christ on a vagina. Amazon has vaginas. Mm-hmm. Holy tamale.
Hold on.
They got metal vaginal speculums. Medium. Oh, I could speculum myself. What? I'm getting excited.
You need to make sure. You need to make sure that it's shipped by Amazon. Otherwise, you can't use
now
your
I know. I see the little Prime logo ahead of you. The
real
logo.
Real?
But Hustler doesn't have Prime. Let's see. I don't think the sex items have Primes. What is this? Soft touch vagina and anus? One part? Why the hell is that? The male masturbator cyberskin stroker 3-pack. By Adam and Eve. Smooth pussy, sweet pussy Pauline. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a drag queen. Okay. Vampire vaginas at the stupid barbecue. That's a song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's a vagina costume.
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid. I don't need a costume. That's the whole size of my body. Virtual girl, the first life. No. I just need a vagina. Why can't I just use my real vagina? Oh, my God, the original clitoris enhancement by Joel Kaplan? Have you seen this? A clit pump.
Pump.
It's a clit pump. Oh, my God. Yeah. I didn't know you could make your clitoris that big. I guess I could eat it out. Look at original clitoris enhancement. And now disposable plastic vaginal speculums. Female pelvis, urethras, uterus, vaginal anatomy, medical chart. Oh, that would be... futuristic, super tight vagina beige. Vagina dinner.
Vagina dinner. Beige.
None of this has Amazon Prime. Oh, like a virgin tightening pleasure kit with Benoit balls. Is that it? China shrink cream. I bought that for someone once. Cheryl, I don't see a vagina here. What can I use?
I need to search.
What if I wear that nice floral print that I wear that's very short, and I just wear some pantyhose, and I'll just like paint maybe with a maybe just paint a vagina.
No, honey, you heard me. What would be the best?
Yeah, but I can't. I'm trying to find a vagina. I don't see what you're talking about. They don't have it on no Amazon Primes.
What did you search?
Vagina.
What about pussy? Pocket pussy.
Can't you check this on your iPhone? The power of pussy. Wycliffe. Listen to this. Wycliffe and the Three-Toed Pussy. That's his book. I don't see male masturbator.
Fine, let me look, bitch. Cunt.
Pussy Dumb. Willow. Penis enlarger. Pussy snorkel. Pussy. Pussy fuckers. Pussy whipped. They don't got it on that fucking Amazon shit. What is...
You're stupid.
Fucku Fucku's fingertip massager. That's beside the point. Very Pink Pussy DVD. DVD.
DVD.
Oh, this is for pussy cats. Eat My Pussy. Currently unavailable. Well, that's no good, is it? Now, imports are like tampons. Every pussy has one. I don't get it. Imports are like tampons? That makes no sense. I guess they're talking about cars. Pussies. No, I don't see no...
What?
Hold on. I don't see nothing. Okay, I'll just look for art vagina. Artificial. Vagina. Artificial vagina, Adam Eve toys, the vibrator, fleshlight, artificial vagina. Eden Fantasies. Let's see. Oh, there's an ugly vagina.
They got strap-ons.
Yeah, but they all have body, like corpses attached to them. I just want the vagina. I don't need all that other shit. Look at that. Oh, my God, that one's, I think that's a Schwarze pussy or something. A weird color. It's a weird color.
What kind?
One of them looks like a go to EdenFantasy.com. One of them looks like it's the Lex Steel Interracial Stroker, and it's weird because it looks like a big piece of duty with a pussy inside it. I need to find this for you. Let me see if I can Skype it to you. This is disgusting. The Lex Steel Artificial Vagina Racist Smoker. Hang on, where are you? Are you still online yet? There, I put it on your... special identification business. Okay. See what I mean? It looks like a piece of duty. Do you see that?
No, that ain't good. It's one like the one that you had in the mail before, remember? That somebody sent you and you broke it.
I didn't get anything in the mail. Oh, that vagina, yeah, but that one had a penis holder in it. Now this one looks good. Here, look at this one. I think this is a pussy and ass, but I'm not sure how it'll fit into my hose.
I just sent that one to you too. Ew, it looks gross.
Like all the rest are like pink and kind of like fake and doll looking, and this one just looks like this one looks like one of those Negro movies. Mandingo. Well, is it okay to have a black vagina?
Is it Mandingo?
Look,
Mandingo.
I think this is good because it looks tattered. It looks abused. It looks like it's got some cum dripping out of it, and the hole is very gaping. This is a really, you have more vagina that looks like mine than the others. The others don't really look like my vagina. They all look tight and fertile. Fertile. You know what I mean?
Now, what's the good sex story on this squad? Is it a woman's touch?
A woman's vagina with lips.
No,
see, I need to.
Called?
The problem is all these are very thick. I need just a. Let's go to the lip. What was that called? The V string. I'm going to go to their website. V string. No, but see, Victoria's Secret.
Oh, yes, good vibrations.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. No, I need the V string. Rose's turn.
A bland. Yes.
I think there's no substitute for the original V string. Oh, but it says please wait 2 to 3 weeks for delivery. Oh, God damn it. Oh, my God, it's $179.
I told you.
Yeah, but what? It's the only thing that'll work for this. I don't want somebody to spend $200 on a vagina. Look at the little asshole, the way it dangles down like a charm. How down? Look at it. It looks like the asshole's dangling. It's not even attached to the layups. This is disgusting. Seriously. Hair strawberry blonde. Dishwater blonde. Hair or no hair? I want a lot of hair. They obviously don't know about lesbians. Let's see. Is that the only V-string site? Hello?
What?
I don't see no V-string. Nueva V-string, 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 V-string. I mean, is that the website for V-string, the one I sent you?
I think so, yes.
Why the... Oh, here, transgender.com. Ugh. Gross.
Why?
Because it's the same thing. It's because I think it's disgusting, Cheryl. I'm sorry.
What is?
Why do I need a fake vagina? I can just try to eat myself out. It'll still be funny if I'm just using pantyhose. Why do I have to use a fake vagina? Why do I have to have fucking props?
Much.
Why?
Huh? Because
why?
Well,
this is a stupid conversation. Why are we even talking about my vagina?
Excuse me, Jack. What the fuck are you talking about?
These artificial tits look disgusting. True prosthetic breasts. Ugh. For Granny Tranny 8. You just want me to be Granny Tranny. With a dick.
Is that true?
Did you ever get the movies from your audience?
No, of course not. Oh, because, you know, it's pathetic that I'm begging. You know, it's pathetic.
Yeah.
Well, here, now it's a clit for you to play. Hold on.
A clit?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is this? Well, I just put on my fucking granny tranny. All right, let me download
it. To you, honey.
Okay, I'm gonna download it. How do I do this?
Very
it short. Says we're not found on the server.
Oh.
God damn it! Did you not put the HTTP? What's going on? Why is this? The link is no good.
Sure.
The link is no good, honey. The link is no good. Send me a better link than that, because that's not a good link.
Oh, the link is no good. Is the link no good?
It's no good, Cheryl. It's no good.
Oh, did you? Hello, hold on.
What?
I had some breaking news, but before then...
Cher died.
Really?
No, but somebody told me that the other day. I said, listen, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for Cher being dead. Not today. Not today. Seriously.
Why?
Because I don't have time. That's a whole revolution. I don't want that. Oh, it's on who are
you? How you doing? My name's Cardinal Candy.
It's Plunge.
No, it's Honey Buns Candy. And I got a little surprise for you guys tonight.
Ugh.
I have a little surprise. I always have a surprise for you. I got a girlfriend coming over. Her name's Annie Penny. Yeah, Annie Penny, so.
Okay, that was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
That was Granny Tranny. Well, it sounds enticing, definitely.
It's good acting, honey.
Yeah.
Now,
But the one that I saw when I Googled it, they didn't really look like grannies. They looked more like stupid men. They looked like drunk men you see at the fucking bathhouse. You know what I mean?
Kind of sure,
like,
sure.
With, you know, with the door open and their butts sticking out all nasty and, you
oh,
know.
Soft, yes.
A friend of mine had diarrhea today, and he calls me and wanted me to take him to the fucking hospital. Says, I have diarrhea. And I said, do I need to take it out? So I went over there. And then he says, oh, well, can you just be my nurse instead? Because I don't think I need to go to the hospital now. And he had me and this other friend come over and watch some fucking Almodovar movie. I was like, and plus he doesn't turn the air conditioning on. I'm boiling. I said, I got to go. Have your diarrhea by yourself. It was too much. I think I'm shelfish.
Breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
Reagan Fox is out of retirement.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, thank God.
Thank God. I was very worried. It was touch and go for a while.
Well, I need to play my clip. Hold on. There's a clip for that. Hold on. Oh, God.
Perfectly normal.
No.
No.
I can't find it.
Doll bread.
I can't find it. No, it's please don't be concerned. But I can't find it. Please don't be concerned. Please don't be concerned. No, I can't find it. My clips are out of sorts. But he was retired, what, for like a month?
Not even.
Oh.
Very upsetting. It was an amazing show. I mean, he had clips from Strangers with Candy.
If you're controlling, you'll ejaculate for a minute or two. Believe me, that's perfectly normal.
And really bad jokes about LAs and celebrities and
was it funny?
You could possibly not want in a podcast.
I love his podcast, though.
Oh, me too. It's so good.
I do, though.
As
why you got
said,
a hake?
As he said, as a doctor. I don't know. He said he was a doctor.
He said he got AIDS?
Physician here, Leslie.
What did you said he got AIDS, Cheryl? This is just us. Yeah, is that what you said? He went to the doctor?
Yes, that's why he retired, because he has AIDS.
From doing the crystal meth and having the sex parties, Cheryl? Is that what it was? Was it from that sex
time?
Are you
trying to put words in my program?
No. I'm not trying to say anything. I ain't saying nothing.
What?
Please don't be concerned.
Thank you. No, he has HPV.
Oh, the human papillomavirus?
Human boboli virus.
Boboli? Isn't that a flatbread? Mm. Boboli's a flatbread, Cheryl.
It's an inside joke.
Well, it's hilarious. How come I don't get it? Inside of what? You cunt?
No,
the sexual attraction is
now,
normal.
Have you seen the clips of the wonderful intervention program starring Allison?
I am not going to watch that. I've heard people talk about it. I hate reality TV. I'm sorry, unless it's about fat people. The only reality TV I will watch is about obesity. On a special fat website of a friend of mine who goes nameless mostly. Okay? I only watch fatty reality TV.
Well, this guy is fat. Here's one for
Does
you.
Does this have good audio, or is this going to waste my time on the program? Okay, I'm playing it now, so you won't hear it. Not Fat Man again. I don't want Fat Man.
No. He shows his face in this
one. This is a test.
Finally.
This is a test. I don't want to see his fucking ugly face.
Oh, look, it's hilarious.
It's disgusting. You know what? I'm not playing that. That's disgusting. Fat Man. Well, his face is on his fucking... Oh, he's ugly. He's got a beard. He's even uglier than I could have possibly imagined. Because he's got his icon. Oh. But in a way, it's kind of like what I thought he would... Listen to the names of his videos. Fat Beer Belly Girls, More Bumps... More burps, fat belly fan video, fat belly bloat, burp, pizza and burps, fat kid balancing and belly, Beer Belly Burp Spectacular Fat Belly Tribute, Belch Boy's First Blog, Belly Burp Bloat, Belly Expansion Burp. I want to try Belly Burp Bloat. I want to hear if they say. Oh, this looks like an ultrasound machine. Hold on. All we see is a stomach. It looks like it's got a, ew. Ew, it really looks I don't want to say it, but AIDS-y, the stomach. I don't know what it's belly, it's a bloat, but I just want to hear sound. It doesn't do me, it only got a 3-star rating. He's not even talking. What good is this for my pilgrim? Why do you always waste my time like this? Hairy flab. Oh my God, now that's ugly. Hairy flab. It's got a 5-star though, Cheryl. Must be good. But no sound. Ew, it's ugly. Oh God, this is ugly, Cheryl. Stop showing me these things. Ugh, this is disgusting. It really is. What is wrong with these people? What, I mean, seriously, why do they have to show? Oh, he's slapping it. Ugh. German fat belly fan. Hairy wife beater. Mr. Mount Belly 030308. Mr. Belly. This never ends, Cheryl. Belly play, belly burp bloat, belly shake in blue denim shorts. Oh, a Jean Taco. Jean Taco bloat belly sideways, muscle bear flexing. Oh my God.
You know who would like that?
Oh my God. Now, this guy's enormous, Cheryl. I don't know if you've seen this one. He's no. Like, Bovo, Bovo, Bo. Holy. Oh God, no. Oh, hit. You got to see this one. I don't know what. It's weird, Cheryl. Like he's wearing underwear, but it's surrounded by these giant lips of fat. Can you see it? Can you see it? Cheryl. It's surrounded by these giant. It looks like a huge cunt. I can't believe YouTube allows this. How do I tell people how to search for this? It's Standing Up 2. And the user is XJADYNX. I never remember to do that crap.
Right.
That is disgusting. Look at his. Wait till he shows
us. Look at my favorites, honey. I'll put it on there.
I don't know how to find favorites. I never can. Look at how he's bouncing it around like a fucking pizza dough. But wait for his profile. That's because you'll see how really huge he is. Oh, there we go. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't even know if it's a man or a woman. Oh, no, he's taking his shirt off. Oh, and his shirt got stuck under his breasts, like in the fungus folds. Ew, and he's lifting up his folds. Oh, God. Oh, I don't know about this. Oh, God.
Oh.
Cheryl, why are there so much as why? This is disgusting. 340 pounds belly sitting. Standing in tight whites. See all
the back is really nice.
This is disgusting.
Oh, I have to email this to a friend.
I'm sure you do. Fingering hairy pussy Asian fetish. How is this on YouTube? My fat belly, my very blubbery belly. BBWSSBBW? What the fuck is that? SSBBW? South Side? I'm disgusted. I mean, these videos are disgusting, Cheryl.
Well.
Let's just look for fat belly. Just curious. Oh my God. Well, this is awful. Did Wanda Wisdom save her skin when she had that surgery?
No.
Did she make a lamp out of it? I heard some people make lamps out of their skin.
She should have. I gotta go in a minute. I gotta go to sleep.
Oh, thank God.
I know. Thank God. Obesity. Let me see what fat show I'm recording this week.
All right, just do me a favor. When you post this, you got another show for me?
Excuse me?
You say you got another obesity show for me?
Hold on. Let me see. Gotta log into my computer at home. I'm not at home right now, honey.
Of course not. You're a whore.
I know. I'm the Minneapolis cunt.
You are? So you're with Wanda?
Sure. Nope. Of course not.
Did you even see her?
Way too busy. Way too busy. Yeah, I saw her last night. She's a hoover.
What did she do last night? You guys go out?
Ooh, we'd already recorded the fat program.
What did you do? Did you go out?
We did. We went out to eat, of course. And then we went for coffee. And then we went to some disgusting, stupid burlesque show. It was so stupid. And then we went to this gay bar, and it was a tragic mess.
Did you get laid?
No, no, no.
Did Wanda?
Really?
Did Wanda get laid? Did she find somebody with puddin' pants? Gooden puddin'?
No, unfortunately, but
Was she wearing underwear?
I probably shouldn't comment, but
off the record. Okay, let me turn the mute on. Okay, the mute is on. Yeah. Okay. Oh, just you and me now. What? What is that? I'm talking close.
Edit.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say that we met somebody that goes to her gym.
Okay.
And out of their mouth came the words that Wanda has been causing distraction around the gym because of her big bulge in her pants.
Oh, stop it. You got to be kidding me.
Seriously.
Well, tell me what happened specifically. We're not recording now. It's not recording.
Okay.
Cut.
Okay.
Cut.
Okay.
Cut.
Okay. She wears her gay shorts.
No, no, no. I want to know, first of all, who is this person? I don't need to know the name or anything, but
No.
This is somebody who went to their gym. Now, you talked to this person firsthand.
They said it in front of her.
And you heard it for... Tell me exactly what this...
We were in a
club. Okay.
We were in a club, and they said that, oh, yes, Wanda likes to prance around at her short gay shorts with her thing all up inside of there.
Is that exactly how they said it? Wanda likes to prance around with her shorts with her thing all up in there? Is that exactly what they said?
No, not at all. I have no idea.
So you made that whole thing up?
No, it was the gist.
I don't understand. I don't want the jizz. I want the exact facts. This is research, and this is important, and we're going to have to make a federal case out of this. I need to know exactly what he said about Wanda's penis sticking out in a bulge. I need to know now. Off the record.
I'm too tired.
Cheryl, please, just tell me verbatim, as best as you can, what he said. Pretend this is a witness. I'm a Perry Mason.
Nope.
Cheryl, please. How much do I have to beg you for this important information? I need to know. Okay. What?
First of all,
yeah,
I'm tired. Second of all, I can remember. Third of all, Wanda Wisdom has an enormous penis, and it swings around in her gym shorts.
Because she doesn't wear underpants.
Mostly.
But Cheryl, this is what we've been discussing on Eat This Hat Show now for, a month? Why would you not wear underwear at the gym, especially if you have an enormous penis?
Well,
I mean, why would you do that? First of all, it's bad support. Second of all, people are just going to think that you're some fucking freak. I mean, yeah, there'll be some size queens that'll be like, ooh, I want some of that. But they'll just be black. So I don't understand why is she doing this? It's like a train wreck.
Well,
puddin'.
No comment.
See, then you get puttin' pants as a boyfriend when you show your dick in the gym, because that's all you're going to find.
Well, she dropped him, honey.
I know she dropped gooden puddin'. But I saw somebody in my gym that was wearing those same fucking pants working out. And he had the same hair as me. I got scared. I thought, oh, my God. She has the same hair as me.
Well, Wanda is my friend, and I support her huge penis.
How big is her penis, exactly?
I don't know. It must be huge. I bet it smells, though.
But, Cheryl, if it's huge, and I don't doubt that it is, if it is huge, how could you possibly not wear underwear? It don't make no sense.
You know what, honey? It's not that big of a deal. If you know, this is what she said. It's not as big of a deal if you just lift in the weights.
But you're lying on a bench.
Well, sometimes, honey.
And then the dong hangs down. You can't tell me that. You can't tell me you never been to the gym, Cheryl.
Honey,
what?
If it's just the head that's peeking out, who cares? It's just the head.
If it's just the head, go to bed. That don't make no sense. Cheryl, no, I don't accept any of this, and I need to know the details so I can talk to about it on Eat This Hot Show and nothing else, because we never have anything to talk about anyway. I need to know what exactly this person said about Wanda Wisdom's penis. And if you're not going to remember now, frankly, I don't see how you're going to have a better memory for it tomorrow.
Well, maybe you made the whole thing up. I guess we'll never know.
You are such a little cunt. You go see Wanda, and then you turn into the same thing as her, where you can't say. I can't really say. I gotta protect people. Oh, get fucked.
The older day, friends before.
Oh, come on. This is about penises. Up. This ain't about friends. This is about her dong. This ain't her. That's a different organism. It's like me and the Mertzes. Penis isn't the same as person. You're talking about Wanda Wisdom's penis, not Wanda Wisdom. Now just get, that's like talking about your prolapse as if it's Cheryl Murkowski, the one and the same. It's got a life of its own and you know it. So let's be real. Tell me the truth. God, I'll never get that reporter as...
Honey, I gotta go to sleep, seriously.
I want you to go to sleep and I want to end this show, but I need to know the truth.
I don't fucking know, you stupid goddamn cunt. Go to my website, whorehole.org, and listen to my programs.
I'm cutting that plug part out until you tell me the truth. You ain't getting no free plugs from me. This is Cheryl Murkowski, ReaganFox.com. That's her website, ReaganFox.com. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Cheryl Murkowski.
Thank you.
If you remember, feel free to call me back. You're such a bitch.
I love you, honey.
Can you type it on Skype and then I'll pretend you didn't say it? That's what Wanda did to me with Puddin' Pants.
No, I seriously don't fucking remember her.
All right, well, when you think of something that you can remember consistently and tell me the truth so that I can tell, I'll just make up something then. Fuck it.
Okay, yes.
All right, you idiots. All right, well... Whatever. Whorehole.org. Stupid
thank
bitch.
Thank you, baby.
Prolapse phone
you.
Calls. Yeah. All right.
Good night, honey.
Thanks for being on my program. Bye. What a damn bitch. Useless as pimple on a goddamn dick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, old dicks are useless, actually. What's going on? Holy Christ. Is it not recording? Is it dead?
Hold on.
What? Oh, shit.
You're welcome.